Good afternoon. Welcome to episode number 32 of a podcast by Adam Jaffrey. Today, I am talking about why our education system is broken, particularly the tertiary education system. I guess traditionally, education in the form of high school or, in American terms, K-12, and tertiary education or college, as they call it in America, is based on a 20th century mass production factory mindset where you get large groups of people together with one teacher or lecturer or whatever and try and pump people full of information, force them to learn, and then boot them out the other end of the factory a improved product. And people are meant to go and use this knowledge that they gather and apply it to real-world problems. And the problem is people aren't taught to problem-solve at school or university. People are not taught to apply skills in a practical setting. They're taught theoretical knowledge, and a lot of the time they're spoon-fed ways. They're spoon-fed this knowledge in ways that are not applicable to the way we actually have to apply thinking and apply problem-solving in the workforce. Furthermore, another issue exists where the testing of that knowledge is done in things like examination conditions, where, you know, 60 or sometimes more can be up to 100% of your of your grade in a particular subject unit is based on you being able to regurgitate as much about that topic as you can in a given 2 or 3 hour period, and by answering questions, which is a really horrible way to grade people's performance. In school, you get an A for hard work. In the workforce, you don't get an A for hard work. You only get an A for delivering results. And that requires us to take risks, which causes us to fail. And I'm paraphrasing a quote by Eric Ries there. He's the author of a book by the name of The Lean Startup. And his idea is, he's an author and an entrepreneur, and he talks a lot about taking risks and how entrepreneurs need to fail. And I guess that's why this cast is linked in with my area of interest, being entrepreneurship and somewhat marketing in a way. The fact that the education system as it currently stands is not set up to train people to produce results because it's not set up to train people to take risks. If you take risks in your education, most times you fail. And that's not necessarily how things work in the real world. The other problem that I wanted to talk about was, especially at universities, universities are designed to train academics. And I feel like as a student at a university, as I currently am, I'm not necessarily being taught about marketing or whatever it is that I'm studying in a sense that it's going to help me in the future. I feel like I'm being taught marketing in a way that is useful for academics to talk about and to analyze. What I mean is, universities and college educations are very theoretical based, and you get a lot of theoretical knowledge as in contrast to practical expertise. So everything that you write about, talk about, put in essays, all that sort of thing has to be backed up by scientific research. So what happens is marketing academics, I'll just use marketing as an example because that's what I'm studying, but marketing academics will go and conduct an experiment to test some hypothesis that they have, And if they get a statistically viable outcome, they can conclude that empirically that their research concludes whatever fact they were trying to prove. And then that becomes part of the academic literature, which others can debate, obviously, but depending on what it is, that becomes accepted as part of the academic knowledge about that subject matter. Now, the problem with the university model is, and I was going on a bit of a tangent there, but the problem with the university model is we as students are taught by that method, and we are taught to listen and obey and take seriously everything that is been backed up by scientific knowledge. There's two problems with this. One is scientific research is not a practical thing that can be used in the workforce. And my contention is that universities and colleges are training students not to be marketers or engineers or artists or mathematicians. Universities are training students to be academics in marketing, engineering, mathematics. The second thing that I think is wrong with this is, as we begin to enter the, you know, the, what are we, 2012 this year, things are beginning to change quite quickly, especially in marketing, but also in a range of industries due to the increases in technology. And I encourage you to look up something known as Moore's Law, which basically means that the processing power in a silicon chip the processing power in a silicon chip will double every 18 months due to our manufacturing capabilities and technological improvement and innovation. What this means is that technology is increasing at an exponential rate, and it's getting faster and faster, and our innovations are beginning to get quicker. And what this does to industry is it creates an enormous amount of innovation, but an enormous amount of change. And that's a good thing, but it creates an enormous amount of change around particular industries. So marketing, things like social media, things like websites, things like online and digital marketing, things like mobility marketing are all really big things at the moment. In the engineering space, there's probably a whole range of things that are happening that are significantly and vastly changing that particular industry because of the innovations that have arisen from technology. Now, my second contention, and again, I've gone on a little bit of a tangent here, but I feel that I needed to be able to explain where I'm going. But the second contention that I wanted to make about why the tertiary education system is failing students is that because technology is improving so quickly, we no longer have time to scientifically prove every hypothesis that we have. And as students, we need to be maybe not necessarily taking things as a grain of salt and running with them, but we need to be taking educated guesses and use the evidence that we can gather quickly from the market and from things that we can test and put that into effect immediately. Because we can't quantify the value that a Facebook page has to your business, assuming that it's a sort of industry that having a Facebook page would help. However, we know that a lot of businesses do benefit from having Facebook pages. Why is that? Well, we know there's many reasons for that, but we don't have time to scientifically prove what those reasons are. So, those are some of my thoughts on why I feel our current education system is broken. It was a bit of a long cast, this one today, but thank you for listening to cast number 32 of a podcast by Adam Jaffrey. I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.